fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 25th day of October, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This is a way to save a bit of money at one of my favorite, actually, it is my favorite website to purchase optics, any and all optics, opticsplanet.com. That's opticsplanet.com. They're running a sale right now, 11% off on all orders, over $100. Given the price of good quality optics, that could be pretty substantial. Code you'll use, the sale code would be YEAR17, all caps, YEAR17. That's YEAR17, opticsplanet.com. That's your prepper tip of the day. Hope you can make use of that and get yourself some optics that you've been putting off. Everything you can imagine there. Rifle scopes, binoculars, night vision, they've got it all. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University, by the way. He's taught mathematics at the university level, also at Cornell University. He's a prolific author, having written 10 books and more on the way, amateur archaeologist, man about town, radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John.
Well, the mainstream news seems to be more and more like the National Enquirer, doesn't it, sir?
I just looked at CNN, and National Enquirer would be proud to be to have the CNN headlines. Good grief!
Right. I know. It's just, but on one hand, on the other, a lot of it is Donald Trump understanding the media and manipulating with intent the media to be distracted with silliness and things that don't mean anything, such as the discourse over the telephone conversation with the widow of this gentleman shot to death in Nigeria, which shouldn't be more than a couple moments at the most on mainstream media. In the meantime, Donald Trump in the background is incrementally, bit by bit, piece by piece, dismantling most of what Obama did during his 8 years, isn't he, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is incredible to watch. So that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, moving on from there, we have a lot of issues. You wrote your update about the La Palma Canary Island earthquake threat, which continues to kind of rumble in the background, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this is not something that's going to go away. If there are a lot of earthquakes, that could mean the precursor to a large one. If there are no earthquakes, that makes you worry also, because the plates could be building up pressure and not releasing it in small increments. So, you know, one really doesn't know what to think here. But those big landslides underwater, 6-hour tsunami to reach New York City, and these are big tsunamis, the ones historically went in as far as central Pennsylvania. So, it's something to keep an eye out, and it's a very dangerous situation.
Absolutely, it is. And if you or somebody you care about lives on the East Coast of the United States, the Gulf Coast could be affected too, the British Isles. Even the coast of Europe, Portugal and France could get some of this, couldn't they?
Yeah, Iceland, Greenland, and Ireland, England included. So, and as the wave goes by, the not only the close side of these island, small continent, island nations, the far side could be affected also, where the water would be sucked out and then come back in as a tsunami, and the reverberation effect.
Absolutely. Well, I don't have a lot of optimism about any warning being issued. How about you, sir?
No, nobody's even mentioning this. It's not on the radar anyplace. When I look at scientific organizations like the American Geophysical Union meeting, it doesn't even appear.
Right.
So,
well, you would think. I have a private source that has that I'm aware of, that a Department of Defense employee or Iraqi war veteran who has decided to self-evacuate and get away from that East Coast on his own without being told to, without any authority. Just the knowledge he has working for the Department of Defense has brought him to that conclusion. He needed to self-evacuate himself and his family. And I imagine there's probably a number of other, maybe dozens, possibly hundreds of people and families who are aware of this and have self-evacuated and are doing it quietly with no media attention and no public announcements. They're just doing it on their own, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't recommend what people do with their lives. But that's something that's a personal decision. And what we do is we put out information.
Right.
It's not like scare tactics. It's not like some lady contacting aliens telling you a date when Planet X is supposed to be here or something. It's just information. And what you do with it is up to you.
Absolutely.
But the information should be coming out of the mainstream scientific organizations and government organizations, the U.S. Geological Survey, places like that, and it's not. I mean, it's just like it's not on the radar.
Between Washington D.C. and Boston is basically one city. Now, the Eastern Seaboard of the United States has a lot of people, but that is. Obviously, there's different jurisdictions that split that up between states, counties, and cities, but it's basically one city between Washington, D.C. and Boston.
Right.
And they're really, quite frankly, with 6 hours' notice, there's nothing that can be done to protect or save those people, is there?
No, no. And, I mean, with a well-organized evacuation plan, I mean, because people are listening to radios, you know, word would travel very quickly. But, you know, there are things that could be done. But, yeah, it's just not even on the radar.
Yeah, no.
If you had a well-coordinated evacuation plan, first of all, people would keep gasoline in their cars. And then you would turn all of the main east-west arteries into all west arteries. And you would evacuate the farthest locations first. So when the other people got there, they weren't hitting heavy traffic. But you could evacuate a lot of people very quickly. But it's, like I say, not even on the radar. Nobody's even, mentioning it.
It's
under their breath.
Actually, in those densely populated areas, Jim, it's possible to live your entire life and never own an automobile or a pickup truck. It's just part of that culture of those inner cities is not owning personal transportation. So it would be a logistical nightmare, quite frankly. From what we've seen, what you and I have seen and everybody's seen from these hurricane evacuations, it would quickly turn into an absolute disaster. So I think people need to be aware of this information. They need to make their own personal decisions on what they're going to do and then act on their decision, right?
Yeah, and it's possible that nothing will happen. I mean, we don't know. That's the problem.
That's right.
This is not predictive science that you can say absolutely something's going to happen. It's not possible. So, given the consequences, it's like rolling the dice at Las Vegas.
Right.
Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But you only know as of right now, it has not. It's the only thing
exactly.
you can say that's concrete.
Exactly.
I mean, in recent history, it has happened many times in the past, and that's what we do know.
Precisely. Well, let's move on from there, Jim. There's lots of issues to discuss. What's high on your radar right now?
My show tomorrow night, I'm going to be talking about sounds from outer space that have been reported throughout history. It's where people have heard sounds. And I'll be talking about that. It's kind of an interesting topic. And discussing also the psychology of it, which is an interesting twist on that particular topic.
You're talking about sounds in the human spectrum of audio perception?
Yes. Yeah, people in mass have noted sounds that are... The origin of these sounds is from outer space, whether it's, electrical or physical or combination or otherwise and other effects. But it's interesting because people cannot make up sounds. They cannot create in their brain new sounds that they've never heard
right.
before.
Right.
And it's a psychology thing. Like if you were researching a guy or someone who claimed they had encountered Bigfoot, at close range, people can imagine or psychologically images or people begin to think they saw things based on a bad dream they had or something, but you cannot imagine smells and sounds. And so that's where the rubber meets the road when you're doing investigative research. And so when we hear ancients in mass talking about sounds that come from outer space, and of course they didn't realize, but
I got an engineering question for you. Once you're past Earth and outside our atmosphere, there's no air. Doesn't sound need air to travel through for a human being to hear it?
Yes. So this is upper atmospheric effects from outer space that then translate into sound down at the surface of the planet.
Okay. So what is it that travels through space that causes our air to vibrate in the audible range?
Right.
I'm kind of mystified.
Well, examples might be the aurora. And I have personally heard the aurora borealis.
Really?
So that's just one example.
Okay. So this be electrical energy that hits our atmosphere and causes these sounds to be perceived and heard?
That's one of the many, types of effects. So that's what I'll be talking about, and also the psychology of all of this and how people report it, given that these are ancients. They don't know scientifically what's going on.
Right.
They report what they see and hear, but through that we can understand aspects of science, and so with my scientific background, then I can interpret these and tell people what was going on. So it's very interesting, and also the psychology of how people interpret this. along with the fact that it's just, besides the scientific fact that it's happening. So it's an interesting topic.
I like to confront people who believe that a hologram hit the building on 9/11/01 with the aspect of sound, because the videos that were running clearly recorded the sound of a commercial airliner hitting the Twin Towers, and and they don't have a response, Jim. When I ask the question, what about the audio? So a hologram is a visual effect. What about the audio of the commercial airliner hitting the Twin Towers? And they don't have a response for that.
Well, the other problem is it's in a hologram works if you're in one position, but to have for multiple positions, it's a more difficult thing to try and fake, so to speak. But there is a problem, and that is, how did these airplanes get through the outer gridwork of those buildings? They should have just splattered on the side and dripped down the outside with pieces falling, you know. Everything just went right in the buildings. And a lot of people have commented on that. I saw a clip of Donald Trump when he went down there on site. And he said, I know how these buildings were built. He said, how did these planes get inside? How did they just blast right through this? Because it was built from the outside with the steel girders on the outside.
Right. Well, it's you're a scientist. You're probably aware of energy is mass times velocity. I don't know the answer to that, but that's... That's a scientific calculation to calculate the strength of that steel as opposed to the energy coming at it with that mass and velocity. And I really don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, but the tail and the tail is lightweight and it's big. And, you know, I mean, to have it just like disappear into the building was, how did that exactly happen? And I can't answer that. There are people that have done tests with like tracks where they bring something in at high velocity and smash it into the equivalent of what was there on the trade buildings in the Twin Towers, and half of it ends up outside. So how exactly, you know, did all this happen? It's still a mystery, but there was clearly some planning going on. When you see one of the, I think it's the first plane come in, you can see something come out of the plane just right before it hits.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
You can see this flash go out from the aircraft just before it hits. But anyway, there's a lot of unanswered questions there. And I don't have the answers myself. But anyway.
Well, it's a fascinating area, and a lot of... It's amazing. The New York City Fire Department was prohibited from doing a fire investigation, which they typically do, even for a dumpster fire, and they weren't allowed to do that. The feds just took absolute jurisdiction and control over that whole scene. And they're still under gag orders, and they've had more resignations from the New York City Fire Department since 9/11/01 than they ever had in a short period of time since they've been in existence.
Well, yeah, that was obviously a total inside deal, and a lot of the connections have been made. There have been people who have done really good work on that, but we have more questions than answers, clearly. But I think the part where they've investigated the people involved is points to enough people in high places in the United States that there should be some serious court trials going on. Should have been a long time ago.
Should be. We had a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue...
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of October. This coming Saturday, the 28th of October, I'll be speaking at Hattiesburg, Mississippi at the Red Lion Inn, 1 p.m., free and open to the public. There's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're talking to Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell us about those shows, how people can listen live, and the archives, please.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville is my commercial-free show of 17 years and running, excuse me, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And then that re-airs Friday night, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. from WTWW Nashville. And there it re-airs on Saturday via satellite and the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere, covering the Mideast, Africa, and Europe. So all the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the paid cast. Right now I'm in the middle of the series Science. It's called Weather, weather, space weather, and the solar system. So it's a seven-part series where I discuss all of the aspects of weather in the solar system, and ending up this week with the weather on Earth and weather manipulation, so people understand how all this works.
All right. Well, that's good, because I get a lot of inquiries about weather manipulation, and I know it's a topic a lot of people are interested in, Jim. That's fantastic. How's your next book coming? How close are you to publishing?
It's out there a ways. I've just been not exactly stable in my my situation after the Florida problem, and that's just me personally. That doesn't affect a lot of the stuff in the background. All of the water filter stuff has been going on as normal, although we did have a request at the factory for a large volume to go out to relief in Puerto Rico and in the areas affected by hurricanes. But that's behind us now. That's pretty much over with. But that's one of my main complaints, John, is that these relief agencies don't store anything. And so when there's an emergency, they come running, oh, there's an emergency, please give us all you have. And they say, like, no, we can't. You know, this, and they want, you know, 10 times what's available. It's absurd.
Right. Right.
So instead of buying intelligently and storing up and preparing, no, they, you know, emergency, what do you call it, emergency management at its best. But anyway, yeah, my next book is going to be a while yet.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty much done. I mean, it's really just needs some finishing touches, but I have to just have the time to sit down, and that's coming soon. I have a stable place that is being set up now. And
okay, well,
pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we all look forward to getting that and encourage people to get and read Jim's books. All right. Well, these storms, we haven't had a hurricane in a couple of weeks. Are they finished? What do you think?
Well, according to Mishukaku, the Tier 2 suited scientist who is supposedly the smartest man in the world, which is a joke, but according to him, there's lots of warm water and we still could have more. But these are all manipulated storms. There's no energy anywhere to produce these storms. And just look at, John, having seven major hurricanes all that make landfall in key areas. This, you know, it's just, you could roll, you have a better chance of rolling sevens all night than.
And we got our connection with you, Jim, has deteriorated here. I hope it gets better. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan. Well, we got a break. Hold on, Dan. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore on Wednesday, the 25th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it truly is our project, one human being cannot possibly look at a quarter million hours plus of movies and TV shows the last 60 years. But many of you have time, and you take the time, and we're finding these images of continents with new coastlines. The list continues to grow. Got a couple of fairly new ones there. The 2017 TV show with Smithsonian Channel and a 1997 movie, Contact, both new images. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines on a television show or a movie, or even a mainstream magazine, get that to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's keep moving it forward. Also, of course, our energy cleaners for sale at my website. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up. I set them on the counter at the country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, inside the country store where they serve a cup of coffee for 75 cents, unlimited coffee, 75 cents all day long. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing product. That's what it is. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, it will probably help. Joint pain, it will help there too. Not getting a great night's sleep, most likely help. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Yes, I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments if you live in the USA. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. So it's a great combination. I just got an order this morning for energy cleaner and a twin-size pad. Toll-free order line for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. That's again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page, and we got a caller on hold here. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
I'm changing the subject here just a little bit, but it's right down both of your alleys, I hope. A friend of mine and I were talking just last night about protecting the components of a solar electric system with the inverter and the charge controller and the whole system. And if I'm understanding it right, all those solid-state components would need to go into a Faraday cage. Is that correct?
There are people who believe that grounding a system is bad. Okay, let's just start with that, because as soon as you stick something into the ground, the EMPs travel through the ground. I don't know if a lot of people understand that, but a lot of people lose their solar systems, their solar charging systems, like you're talking about, because it's grounded. Okay, so that's one issue. A Faraday cage is okay, but you need a much bigger sink for any type of charge that's going to accumulate there. So it's kind of the Faraday cage itself would have to be grounded in some respect, but it's a dual problem. If you ground it, you could have a problem. If you don't ground it, you could have a problem. Different types of problems.
I'm with you there. What we were thinking about was hook the system up, make sure it's all working, and then pull the components off of the wall, disconnect them completely, and put them in a Faraday cage that you could really trust. And then after it all happens, since you've had it all working before, just pull out the components, reinstall them, turn it on. Would you be okay?
What are you going to ground your Faraday cage with?
I was under the impression that if you took a good quality galvanized trash can and lined it with an insulator and then put your components in, you want it protected and put a nice tight-fitting lid on it, that should be okay. Is that incorrect? Does that cage need to be grounded also?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. There's two philosophies. One is to have it grounded, but if the surge is coming through the ground, your Faraday cage just became a retransmitting hub for the problem that's going through the ground. But if you don't have the Faraday cage connected to something, then it's going to float, and it doesn't have enough capacitance to withstand a big surge from outside. The reason the Faraday cage works is because you have it grounded and it shunts off any energy before it gets to your components. So it's a double-edged sword. And there's a lot of people who install solar systems, solar panels, etc., that don't ground them because of surges in the ground. The other thing is lightning protection, just everyday lightning protection above your system. Because atmospheric, you have something up high in your house, it's metal, and maybe on a wooden house with a wooden roof and, you know, cedar shingles or a non-metal roof, then your solar panels become the first thing that lightning is going to find. So it's good to have
lightning rod.
Yeah, lightning protection also.
In addition, gentlemen, the people I work with in the military, they tell me that if it's an EMP attack as opposed to a solar event, look for a second one 7 to 14 days later to knock out people who have survived the first one.
Right, at an unspecified time. That would be, that'd be something I'd expect they would do. So it's a really difficult question. And So I'm sorry I don't have an answer. There's two schools of thought, and that's what I'm giving you.
Gotcha. One more aspect to this, and I'll leave you alone. What about the solar panels themselves? If they're not connected to the inside components,
okay,
will the EMP pulse, will that hurt? Are there any components in the solar panels themselves that could be destroyed? Since they'd be pretty hard to protect.
Oh yeah, they're basically semiconductors, a big sheet of semiconductor, very thin, and they change photons into free charges that flow in the cell. So that's what they're doing, and so it's like a solid state component in that respect.
And if the leads that come off of those panels aren't connected to any other components, will the charge just dissipate, or will it fry the panel itself?
Well, if it's strong enough, it could damage the components, and that's why, by the way, just a little plug here for something that hopefully will be ready soon, is that wind generation doesn't have all those problems. Wind generation is a much sturdier system in terms of EMPs, if it's built right.
Right.
If you don't have a lot of electronic componentry in it, if you have a lot of electronics, then they're susceptible too. But a home non-grid electrical system built correctly is probably your best bet with wind against EMPs.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
your... I hope that helps, Dan. Right. I hope that helps. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a complicated topic. Bye-bye. There's, unfortunately, no great answers.
Okay, we are our next caller on hold here. We got Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I hope everybody's having a blessed day. Professor, I called a couple months ago to a different show with a fellow named Jim as a host, and I did not communicate well with you. My bottom line for my question was in regards to the weather manipulation, the satellites, and the hurricanes. Is it detectable? Can, say, an amateur astronomer point a telescope and see the plasma discharge? Can the satellite be detected so we can point out this satellite is basically interfering with the weather, you know, starting a hurricane? Can we see it? We look for it?
Well, first of all, they're pulsed, so it's very difficult to see, but you'd have to be very close to the, in up above the hurricane, so I'm not sure how you would do that. I've seen myself manipulation, and I've actually detected in the infrared the signature of a satellite, and they were manipulating a storm off of the northwest coast of Washington State. But it's really a difficult thing to do, to detect the manipulation.
Hmm. And yeah, that, I think that would, like, that's what we could do that. We could really end their game, maybe. But I appreciate it. I wanted to, like, clarify, because I apologize because I didn't communicate well back a couple months ago. But God bless y'all. That's basically, I just want to know if we can, you know, kind of disclose or expose what they're doing with, like, people looking at the sky and maybe taking a photograph or taking a video and noticing this satellite seems to be like it's manipulating the weather. Anyhow, I'll let you go. I appreciate it. God bless everybody, and have a blessed day, man. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it.
But on that same note, John, the military should be able to detect these and understand also that this is going on. So that's a big question. Why is not the sane side of our military dealing with this issue? This is not in the top levels. This is not secret. I mean, everybody knows that it's going on. So where's our real military? I mean, this is like destroying entire regions. I call it weather bombing. And so we're right. being bombed. We have entire population centers being destroyed, and nobody's doing anything about this in the military. I mean, this is insane.
Well, what the military is aware of and what they do and don't do is not necessarily the same thing. There was hundreds of men in the U.S. Navy that were aware that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, they kept their mouth shut for decades. It finally took former Secretary of Defense McNamara going public in his autobiography, admitting that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, despite the fact that hundreds of sailors in the U.S. Navy did know it for all those decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So it doesn't surprise me that the military would be aware of weather manipulation by satellites, and nothing is said publicly. That's pretty much the way the military operates.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, but this is a case where you have entire population centers being destroyed, like Puerto Rico. I said in the very beginning this was done for somebody to take over Puerto Rico. I heard the other day that China wants Puerto Rico, and this is being done to somehow facilitate that. I don't know. I mean, I have no way of verifying that.
Obviously, I mean, at the moment, you could buy a lot of real estate in Puerto Rico very cheaply, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Who are you going to pay? You know, everybody's living out of underneath their front porch. The place
well,
is destroyed.
Assuming the county courthouses have not been destroyed and records are still available, owner's record can be located and compensated for their real estate if people want to buy it.
Yeah, but I mean, this is, they were just going to take it over and say, you don't belong here anymore, and who's there to defend these people?
The sheriffs.
But in Puerto Rico, there's no sheriffs
set up
in Puerto
Rico. Say again?
There are no sheriffs in Puerto Rico.
There aren't. Okay, it's a U.S. territory. No. I thought they were set up similar to the rest of the United States. But
No, it's the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Like, that would be the equivalent of the state, and then the just local municipalities.
Okay, well, they're still American citizens with the rights of all American citizens. We've got a caller and holder. We've got Phil in Rochester. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. This one might interest you a little bit as far as your water filter. There's a gentleman named BP Earthwatch, and he has a device he patented, and it'll go 10 times faster on some type of filter that you sell. What it does, it goes into the steel. You don't have to drill, but on a type like Big Berkey, for a half gallon, it takes about, 10 minutes. But with this new system, you can get a half gallon in 44 seconds. So you may want to look that up and give a comment on it maybe next week.
Send some to John. The best filtration systems are gravity because it's slow. If you increase the flow rate of water through something, then the ability to filter goes down. It's called contact time. Chemical fact.
What this system does is that it stops where you need that air, but it puts the air in the upper chamber. And you'd have to look at it and see he explains it. Documents are pretty good. It does not interfere when it takes when the water's come through, it takes the air out. So it's a real slow process to put the air back in. That's why it trickles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, you
actually get
your opinion.
There's no air that's taken out of there's no air that's taken out of the water.
Oh, no, not out of the water. It's out of the upper chamber. Where the lower chamber takes everything out, as far as the water, the gravity.
Okay.
If you
why don't you send This is trying to describe in words. Why don't you send some information to John, and we'll take a look at it.
I'll forward it to John.
If he looks at BP Earthwatch, you'll understand it really good. And thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call, yeah, Phil.
Just got a free commercial.
I offer your water filters for sale at my website, Jim, and as many people know, and they're high quality, and they're in stock and ready for shipment, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so for something that is time-tested and is made in the USA and 10 other things, you don't have to buy additional to remove arsenic and fluoride. Yeah, go to John's website. The ad is there, and they're in stock, ready to ship. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. And the call number is 800-313-9443. We got our last break coming up here shortly, Jim. And
okay, John, I'm gonna sign off right now. I got to run and accomplish something here.
Well, do what you got to do. Okay, thanks for being with us, Jim. Appreciate
it. And then we'll be here next week.
Okay, see you then. Thank you. Okay, we got our last break this hour. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We'll be right back.
25th of October. Well, a good visit with Professor McKinney there. We've got about 3 minutes here till the top of the hour break. Got a note here from Mike asking about the webcam that was set up off of El Hierro near the, in the Canary Island chain there. That was a few years back, a webcam set up under the ocean to show the volcano that was forming and how the government there in the Canary Islands shut it down because they were fearful of scaring off tourists. I don't know what the status of that volcano is. Most volcanoes are under the oceans, by the way, since most of the planet is covered with water. That's kind of expected, I guess. So the Canary Islands, the evidence, the geological evidence, is very clear and convincing that in past times, this tidal wave generated at the Canary Islands has gone across the Atlantic Ocean, taking out the east coast of North America. We know that. The United States and Canada, we know that. And according to Professor McKinney, also causing damage to Iceland, Greenland, the British Isles, and areas farther north, Portugal, France, and so forth. Even, of course, into the Gulf of Mexico as well. So, as Professor McKinney was saying, we don't tell people what to do. We put out the information. You need to do your own homework, do your own research, reach your own conclusions. Quite frankly, if my daughter was living on the East Coast, I would be encouraging her to leave. That's what I would be doing. I would be urging her to leave with my grandchildren. But she's on the West Coast, so this won't affect her, not directly anyway. A tidal wave of that nature taking out the east coast of North America would destroy the economy of the United States, since that's where a lot of economic activity takes place, obviously. The economy would be wrecked for decades into the future. We can speculate about the consequences of that, but it would be disastrous, to say the least. So do your homework. Reach your own conclusions, and then take action. I know what I would do. I would get up and go. I would leave. I would not be on the eastern seaboard of North America, United States or Canada, either one, or anywhere close. Many of those areas are very flat, and I know in North Carolina, for example, you can be 100 miles from the Atlantic Ocean and still not be very high above sea level. Maybe 200-300 feet. So you need to understand what these matters are, understand what could happen, and then make a plan. Are you going to stay in place and ride it out? Are you going to leave? Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.